The biting sperm whale was powered by the up and down motion of its powerful tail fluke, allowing it to reach speeds of over 25 miles per hour. The larger megalodon used the side-to-side motion to propel its massive body forward, but its tremendous size limited its speed to 15 miles per hour.
Sharks and whales are built completely differently. The whale's body is supported by a bony skeleton, whereas the shark's body is made of cartilage. For the shark, it means that it can turn and maneuver much easier because it doesn't have the same limitations that the whale has with that bony skeleton. So the shark is certainly more agile. As for speed, the whale, being a little smaller, has less mass to move, and therefore I think it would have been a lot faster.
Sharks can turn much more quickly. Think about a Ferrari for a shark. Think about more like an oil tanker for a whale. It takes a lot longer for a whale to actually turn its body, and they won't turn sharper. But the shark will just really twist its body quickly and can bend and move more quickly in the water.
Very few creatures in the prehistoric seas had teeth as large as the biting sperm whale and the megalodon shark. Each tooth was ideally suited for capturing and killing prey.
These are the actual fossils of a megalodon tooth and of a sperm whale tooth. And the teeth are very different. The shark tooth has serrations along the edge, literally like a steak knife. And the sperm whale has a tooth that is for piercing and holding.
Those teeth tell us a lot about how each animal used them. The whale was using his to grab and hang on to prey, but the shark was doing something totally different. He was ripping and slicing huge chunks of flesh from its victim. We see images of modern great whites and how they shred prey. Well, with Megalodon, imagine that same image, but with a mouth that could swallow a boat.
Two creatures, each at least the size of a bus. But the biting whale had a unique weapon the Megalodon didn't have. Sonar that could disorientate and even kill.